Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Now, it's X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online all over the globe at xray.fm. This show is called Raise a Glass. I'm Jim Fisher. Happy Independence Day! You know, it wouldn't be the 4th of July without fireworks and barbecues and Grace Jones. Actually, I played her song in honor of Luis Jardim, the Portuguese-born percussionist and multi-instrumentalist who played on seemingly all of Trevor Horn's productions, which was pretty extensive in the 80s and 90s, to say the least. We heard him playing on Slave to the Rhythm, not only percussion, but bass as well. He died on this day last year, which also happened to be his birthday. How's that for going full circle? Hey, here's your fun fact about America for today. Did you know the Pledge of Allegiance was an advertising stunt in the late 19th century cooked up by a children's magazine to sell flags? It's true. God bless capitalism. All right, let's get you back to some music, starting with this big fellow with a big, smooth voice. Here he is, proving that he can make any word sound romantic.
Jazzercise, Doohickey, Oprah.
See what I mean? It's Barry White on X-Ray.
Everything you see, everything you know now. everything you do it for your baby love. Should know because this fool's in love again. Fool's in love. Gently hold each other. Should know because this fool's in love again.
And the caravan is on its way, and I can hear the merry gypsies play. Mama, mama, look at Emerald, she's out playing with her radio. Here we go now. La, 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 yeah. La, 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 la. And the caravan has all my friends. They will stay with me until the end. Yeah, it's Gypsy Robin and Sweet Emma Rose. They tell me everything I need to know. So let's go now. La, 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 yeah. La, 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 la. Turn up your radio. Let me hear the song. Switch on your electric light. We can get down to what is really, really wrong. 'Cause I long to hold you tight. so I can feel you, sweet lady of the night. I shall reveal you. If you will now, turn it up, turn it up a little bit higher. Radio now, turn it up just enough so you know. Radio, I say la 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 la. Yeah, and the caravan is painted red and white. That means everybody's staying overnight. I see the barefoot gypsy play by the campfire, sing and it plays. And a woman and a woman and a woman tell me of her way. She la 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 la. Oh, turn up your radio. Let me hear your song. Switch on your electric lights. We can get down to what is really, really, really wrong. 'Cause I long just to hold you tight so that I can feel you. Sweet lady of the night, I shall feel you. Turn it up, a little bit higher. The radio now, turn it up just enough so you know it's got soul now. Radio now, let's turn it up. I said, la 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 la. I said, la 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 la. I said,
listening to Raise a Glass as we wish a happy birthday to Matt Malley, bassist from Counting Crows, who was born on this day in 1963. We heard his band covering Van Morrison from his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in 1993. More birthday greetings going out to Inara George. She is the daughter of the late Lowell George from Little Feat. She's carved out a music career of her own. We heard her covering Joe Jackson's Fools in Love from her solo debut in 2005. You may also know her as half of the duo The Bird and the Bee. I had the pleasure of going to a wedding about 20 years ago on a hillside in Topanga Canyon in L.A. that she officiated. I had no idea what her heritage was until afterward, but she performed that song at the wedding, and it really made an impression on me. Then a few years later, what do you know, she had a minor hit with that song after it appeared in an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Glad I finally had an excuse to play it on the radio. And started the set with the original big Barry White-looking Mother Scratcher. Barry White, he sang What Am I Gonna Do With You? He died on this day in 2003. And if you'd like a good laugh, look up his 1983 appearance on Letterman on YouTube. Camping with Barry White. Funny, surreal stuff. All right, let's get back to tunes. It's X-Ray.
What better way than to close it with the sounds from the streets? Santana.
We're glad you made it here tonight, because you're going to miss out. You can tell your friend tomorrow that they're going to miss out on a damn good thing we're going to give you tonight. Yeah, right on. What we're going to give you tonight, it'll be down to the nitty-gritty. Yeah. You can tell all your friends way over in the hell, I don't care. You can tell them in over in Watts. You can tell them they met. You can tell them tonight that Santa Monica had been definitely set on fire. And they met out on a damn good thing. The best thing ever happened to Santa Monica is going to be here tonight. Yeah. And you can also, oh, you little old beardy, pretty, little pretty one, huh, if he ain't here tonight, huh, you can tell him forget it too, you know, because Mr. Whatever is here tonight. He gonna get down tonight, brother. He gonna get with it. He gonna give you something that Santa Monica that never had. If it good to you, it gotta be good for you. Right on. Yeah. And one thing I can tell you, brother, he is here tonight. Mr. Magnificent One is here. The beautiful one is here. You little old pretty one, he here too. You know, whatever. Here is the magnificent one, the one and only one, Mr. Steely Dan and whatever.
Thank you very much.
In a glass to David Clayton Thomas, the Canadian singer and songwriter best known as the lead vocalist for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He died last week at the age of 84. Their hits were never favorites of mine, so I dug deeper and found that one called Heidi Ho. By the way, that inspired me to look up the origins of the term Heidi Ho, and it does seem to come from Ned Flanders. No, just joking. Cab Calloway's call and response refrain in Minnie the Moocher. But there's also some argument that it derives from the Shawnee Indian word for hello, hatito. But you probably knew that. Prior to that, it was on this day in 1974, Steely Dan played what would be their last show for almost two decades at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium in my hometown. a venue that currently sits bereft of life, despite its storied history. Anyway, the Dan decided they wanted to become a studio-only band that would obsess over every detail of every song while consuming heaping amounts of cocaine. Ah, the 70s. We heard a song from that final show, a juiced-up version of Bodhisattva, which was the B-side of Hey 19 a few years later. And that was Steely Dan's tour bus driver, Jerome Annaton, doing the extended, thoroughly drunken intro there. Speaking of storied venues, at the top, it was on this day in 1971, San Francisco's Fillmore West Concert Hall closed. This followed a week-long celebration with performances by Santana, The Grateful Dead, Boss Gags, and several other acts that played there since Bill Graham had opened it in 1968. We heard one from Santana recorded in that final week, Incident at Nishapur, the name of the tune. I didn't realize the Fillmore West closed just one week after the Fillmore East in New York City. And we all know the Fillmore East's last show resulted in that classic live album from the Allman Brothers Band. As for the Fillmore West, it housed a Honda dealership for many years, but reverted to a music venue called SVN West in 2018. Then, wouldn't you know it, that didn't last as permits were filed to redevelop the site with a 67-story skyscraper just last year. I also play that Santana song for a guy known as the Man with the Golden Ears, Clive Davis, the record executive who discovered Santana, Janis Joplin, Whitney Houston, and many, many others. He died last week at 94. Okay, punk rock time. Here's The Clash. X-Ray.
Bye.
It was on this date in 1986, a band called Flotsam and Jetsam released their only full-length studio album, Doomsday for the Deceiver. For you serious metalheads, it was the only album in the history of Kerrang! Magazine to receive a 6K review out of a possible 5Ks. It goes to 11. So why did this band quickly fade into obscurity? Well, a little band that was then on the verge of superstardom called Metallica came along and poached their bass player, Jason Newsted, and went on to treat him like crap for a couple of decades. Since being released from Metallica, Newsted has reformed the band. That number was called Hammerhead. Prior to that, it was on this day in 1995 that the Foo Fighters' debut was released. A cathartic diversion for Dave Grohl following the death of Kurt Cobain that eventually became the biggest band in the world. We heard a deeper cut called Watershed. Also wishing a happy birthday to William Goldsmith, who was Foo Fighters' original drummer for a couple of years. Unfortunately, as the band got bigger, he grew tired of playing songs he had no input in composing like he did in his previous band, the Pacific Northwest's own Sunny Day Real Estate. Goldsmith also developed carpal tunnel syndrome during his tenure in the Foo Fighters, and, well, then enter the late Taylor Hawkins joining the band. It was also on that same day in 1995, backstage at the Lollapalooza stop up north at the Gorge, Courtney Love of Hole punched Bikini Kill frontwoman Kathleen Hanna in the face. Hanna pressed charges, and good old Courtney would plead guilty to fourth-degree assault and get a little slap on the wrist. Maybe some lingering jealousy from Courtney, given that Kathleen Hanna was the one who took some ironic inspiration from a brand of deodorant and spray-painted Kurt Smells Like Teen Spirit on his apartment wall. And the rest, as you know, is history. We heard Capri Pants from Bikini Kill's second album. And finally, at the stop of that block, The Clash doing White Riot. It was on this day in 1976 they played their very first show for about 50 people at the Black Swan Pub in Sheffield, England, supporting the Sex Pistols. And the Buzzcocks also played live for the first time on that bill. Wow. Meanwhile, on that same day, in a defining moment for punk rock in Britain, the Ramones played their first UK shows at the Roundhouse in London in front of 2,000 people. If you could pinpoint the exact moment punk detonated in Britain, this was probably it. All right, that'll just about wrap things up. I thank you for lending me your earholes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Skybound Station coming up next, and I'll give you one more before I skedaddle out of here. It was on this day 5 years ago that we lost Irish musician as well as photographer, teacher, and author Rick Laird. Died at the age of 80. He is best known as the bassist and founding member of the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Here they are now. This is Meeting of the Spirits. Keep it tuned to X-Ray, where radio is yours.